KJAN Sports. Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'll check you sports this morning. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says it took some time to get over the loss of the postseason. Despite several key injuries, the Hawkeyes posted a 20-11 record before the season was canceled prior to their first game in the Big Ten Conference Tournament.
Who would ever think that the NCAA tournament would be canceled? We never thought we'd see that day, and we certainly didn't think we'd see it when we have such a good team with the guy who's the National Player of the Year on so many different publications. That's who you want to go into the NCAA tournament with.
McCaffrey felt the Hawkeyes had the makings of a team that could make a deep tournament run.
A veteran group where you got plenty of shot makers, you got plenty of versatility, you've got veterans coming off the bench. You feel really good about that team. Well, you can't dwell on it forever. You know, it happened. It happened the way it happened. We're not the only ones who were disappointed.
With the possibility of having most of the roster back, the prospects are pretty bright for next season.
Kind of our thought process immediately shifted to, okay, let's look to next year. Let's make sure we maximize the time that we have together and prepare for next year with the schedule that we have and try to accomplish this next year.
And of course, we'll have Hawkeye basketball for you here next winter as well. In NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs have picked up additional quarterback depth as they worked out a contract with undrafted free agent Shea Patterson. The former Michigan signal caller started all 26 games for the Wolverines over the past two seasons. After he transferred from Mississippi, Patterson threw for 3,061 yards with 23 touchdowns and 8 interceptions last year and finished with 45 scoring passes for the Wolverines. Well, the Chiefs have agreed to a contract with defensive end Taco Charlton, adding a former first-round pick who flamed out in Dallas and Miami, but whose athleticism is a perfect match for coordinator Steve Spagnuolo's defense. The 25-year-old Charlton was the 28th overall selection in the 2017 draft. He made 7 starts for the Cowboys before sustaining a shoulder injury, and he was waived just 2 weeks into last season. The Dolphins signed Charlton, and he made 5 starts and appeared in 10 games, but he was a healthy scratch the last 4 games of the regular season. The Dolphins waived him on Thursday, and the Chiefs were able to sign him as soon as he cleared waivers on Friday. Well, the National Hockey League could have some trouble getting non-Canadian resident players into that country should the league decide to resume the 2019-2020 season soon. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Sunday that players would, at a minimum, need to follow quarantine protocols if they were to arrive in Canada while the border remains closed due to the pandemic. Trudeau says anyone who arrives from another country will have to follow all the rules of quarantine in an extremely strict manner. However, he adds that an agreement between Canada and the NHL hasn't been brokered. The Associated Press reported last week that Edmonton and Toronto were being looked at as possible hockey pod cities that could host the remainder of the NHL season during the summer months. Games would be played in air-conditioned arenas without fans. William Byron showed he's the sharpest gamer in NASCAR's iRacing series with his 3rd victory in 4 events. Byron passed Timmy Hill with 7 laps remaining at virtual Dover International Speedway, where NASCAR had been scheduled to race on Sunday. The Hendrick Motorsports driver has consistently been the best of the NASCAR professionals in simulated racing. Hendrick drivers have won 4 straight iRacing events, including Alex Bowman's victory last week at virtual Talladega Speedway. A team executive in the Premier League says the EPL could face years of legal challenges if this season is not completed due to the coronavirus pandemic. Crystal Palace chairman Steve Parrish offered public support for the league's project restart plans after Brighton and West Ham expressed concerns about teams being forced to play their remaining games in neutral stadiums. The league is working with the government to find a safe way of players resuming group training and playing their games by June at the earliest. Italy's Serie A soccer clubs have been cleared to resume training this week on an individual basis following a clarification from the Italian government. The government had said last week that athletes in individual sports could resume training today and teams on May 18th. That sparked confusion and frustration from Serie A clubs, which pointed out that their players would be allowed to train individually in public parks, but not inside team training centers. Serie A has been suspended since March 9th when the government ordered a nationwide lockdown. Players from Spanish league clubs will be allowed to resume training today as Spain eases some of the lockdown measures that had been in place because of the pandemic. The government is allowing players to train individually at the club's facilities while observing a series of safety measures pre-established by the league and local authorities. The league prepared a detailed four-phase training protocol that has already been distributed to clubs. Smaller group sessions and full squad sessions are likely to be allowed in the coming weeks. Olympic hopeful Carissa Schweizer still feels like part of the Mizzou family. The native of Des Moines won six NCAA cross-country and track titles while competing for the Tigers and was named Missouri's Female Athlete of the Decade.
They've just always done such a good job of really taking care of like their alumni, and just really, every time I do something, they're always just like, oh, like Mizzou grad and stuff. So I just think that's awesome to keep those connections and to keep representing Mizzou on different levels.
Schweizer finished ninth in the 5,000 meters at last year's World Championships and says it was after her NCAA cross-country title in 2016 that she thought an international career was possible after college.
We talked about it the season prior to that because I got third, and that was my first All-American honors. And me and my coach were just talking, and I was like, oh, like maybe I could run professional, and it was just like a thought. But then after winning nationals, it was just kind of like, this is going to happen, and we're going to shoot for the Olympics, and it was just on from there.
Schweizer seemed poised to make an Olympic run after smashing the American indoor record at the 3,000 meters in late February. Just weeks later, the Tokyo Games were moved to next year because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
We've been talking about it for like 4 years now, so it's just pretty crazy to think that this happened. Never would have imagined that wouldn't make it because of this, but I'm just happy that with their decision to postpone it, because it still gives us a chance and gives us hope for something to work for.
Schweizer says she's accepted the fact that she must wait an extra year to fulfill her Olympic dream.
As hard as it is as a track athlete, and as hard as it is knowing that the Olympics are supposed to be this year, there's people that are way worse off. And people losing their jobs and stuff. So I think we just need to do our best and do our part to help everyone else out.
Schweizer is currently training in Portland, Oregon. And in baseball news, former Oakland Athletics pitcher and special assistant Matt Keough has died at the age of 64. Keough spent 10 seasons in the majors, breaking in with the 1977 A's and playing for the Yankees, Cardinals, and Cubs before ending up with the Astros in 1986. He was an all-star as a rookie in 1978 and led the American League with 18 losses in 1982. Keough was 58-84 with a .417 earned run average in 215 big league games, including 175 starts. Keough pitched in Japan for the Hanshin Tigers from 1987 to 1990, going 45-44 with a .373 earned run average. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.